KSL at night.
And welcome back to KSL at night with Rusty Cannon. I'm your host this evening, Greg Skordis. And Rusty, you and I had a chance to talk during the break about high school sports and sort of how it's morphed over the years and open enrollment, what it's done to maybe encourage people to move into different areas and to do different things. And
Yes, it is a new world.
Yeah, it really is. Well, we have with us Amy Donaldson, who is actually the expert on Utah high school athletics, and you cover that for the Deseret News, and you cover that for you cover a lot more than that, but it just seems like every time we have something with high school sports, we're bringing you in.
Yeah, I mean, I covered high school sports for 20 years, and I appreciate you calling me an expert at anything, because I feel like I'm a, what is it, not a master of anything.
Oh, no. So what's going on with the international students?
Yeah, so this...
This one kind of came out of the blue for me.
Yeah, well, not for me. I started looking into it maybe 2 years ago. I actually think it was 2 years ago in February. And thought I could hand it off to another reporter. And as you know, there's not enough people doing our jobs anymore. And most sports reporters are doing what I was doing, which is covering games and the issues that are happening at the moment. And so nobody really had the bandwidth. So I thought, oh, I'll just work on this on the side. And then I would say maybe September, it started to really become apparent that it was a much, much more widespread issue and that it wasn't probably going to be a thing you could sit on. So you have international students that come here through a program that's random. They come on a J2 visa and they come and they just are, they come through a program that usually they sign up for in their home country. And then they're randomly assigned to, they're what we call foreign exchange students. They come, they go to a school, they have a host family. And there's lots of red tape that both the host family and the student go through, but they're paying the agency to do that. And there's some agreement, but host families don't make any money doing that. But a lot of private schools have these international programs that do something that's similar, but some of those students come on what's called an F1 visa. And that visa allows you to stay multiple years instead of just a single year. All the other visas are a single year here in the U.S. and you can't like earn a diploma or degree. So I guess what started happening maybe 10 years ago is that sometimes a student athlete would come on one of these visas and nobody really thought much about it when it was one or two kids. We have some playing, you know, you have a player, I can't remember how you pronounce his name, but Kiba Kieta. But you have international students on almost all the college teams, right? Yeah. And a lot of them came now. They used to come from other programs, but now they're coming through Utah high schools. And they're coming through, you know, some... I'm not saying any of this is illegitimate.
Yeah, that's
just
what
that
I'm
they're
wondering.
Coming. But what we're looking into is, A, are, you know, like sports recruiters, people who are only interested in student athletes, are they using these programs to recruit student athletes, which is illegal in the Utah High School Activities Association's rules, to bring them here to play sports? That's the first problem, right? But the second problem, in my opinion, that not a lot of people have been concerned about is who is actually like making sure these kids are taken care of when they're here? Who's keeping track of them? How do we know? Because if you come through, you know, with an agency and a program, you're monitored by that agency, right? But nobody is really watching out for kids who are just coming here randomly with a basketball recruiter and they go to a school. I've talked to one parent in 2 years who's been background checked. They're not running background checks. You're supposed to be background checked if you do anything with a high school.
Yeah.
Even if you're a volunteer. So they're not running background checks. They're not doing home visits. They're not making sure that in 2020, the National Federation of High Schools actually did an article where they said, look, this is happening across the country and nobody's really keeping track of these kids. We don't know when they get here what happens to them. And so you do see some of them going on to play college basketball, and so you kind of know here and there a success story or whatever, but there's probably, like normal athletes, a lot more kids who come and are not making college ranks or college rosters, and we don't know what happened. Do they go home? Do they do something different? We don't really know, and I can't really find anybody making sure the kids are taken care of.
So back to how this started, was it like coaches are looking at other teams and going, hey, wait a minute.
Well, it's different for every school. I'll say, like, you watched the women's NCAA championship game, right? Camila Cardoso.
Yes, we did.
Picked number 2 in the WNBA draft. She came from Brazil to a small Christian private school that is not a member of the Tennessee High School Activities Association, so they can recruit student athletes to come and play at their school, and they play independently. They're an amazing program. They win national titles, sort of like Wasatch Academy is independent in boys basketball. So they play a national schedule, and they recruit. They are allowed to recruit. But if you're a member of the Utah High School Activities Association, you cannot recruit. And what we have kind of discovered is that there's some recruiting going on. And so we're just trying to get to the bottom of it, and we've been writing stories about it. And really the issue is, what is the Activities Association doing about investigating this and taking care of it and enforcing their own rules? Because they have rules against all of this. We're just not sure.
So now there is a proposed rule then.
Rule change.
And what's that going to do?
And the rule change is that anybody coming on an F1 visa would not be allowed to play varsity sports. So they could still come and
period?
Play. Period? Period. They would
just
come.
Just to avoid the problem.
No more issue.
Could they start at a lower level and then go varsity?
No, they can play. They can come to the school and play JV, but they cannot play varsity sports ever.
While on the visa.
That seems awfully punitive. I understand the goal, but if
they're here for academics, then they shouldn't care, right? They can play JV.
But if they just want to make friends,
they can go run track and play JV. I mean, I'm just telling you, this is the proposal.
I understand.
I don't know where it's been through first reading. We'll see what happens. But yeah, I think that their argument is it's taking opportunities. The purpose of the Utah High School Activities Association is to create as many opportunities as possible for kids in public schools, public and private schools, member schools. And they're saying it's taking opportunities from the kids who've helped build those communities and those programs. And
that
if they
sense.
Can't play, then what is it for? Who does it belong to?
So if my child has come up through the system and has a shot at varsity, the idea is that, hey.
Or even JV. You're a parent. You're there selling candy bars at halftime. You're decorating the gym on prom night. Or whatever. You're investing your blood, sweat, and tears into that community. And the argument is, you're taking the opportunity for your kid to take advantage of this thing that you help build, right?
That's a very good point.
Is some of these kids are transferring to public schools, and according to the rules, and I think this is also the Homeland Security's opinion on F-1B says, you're supposed to reimburse the school, if you transfer to a public school, whatever it costs for that education. So if it's $8,000, you're supposed to reimburse the school district because your parents are not taxpayers in this community.
Correct.
So you would have to pay whatever the going rate is. But public schools are not allowed, and I don't know about private schools, but you're not allowed to ask status. So they can't even check a visa. So how do you bill? Who do you bill? Who's checking to see if someone's billed?
Right.
Are they getting the money back?
Yeah.
Is it creating an imbalance in competition outside of these programs?
And then you talked, I think, Amy, about what happens when they get out of high school and they've been recruited to be here, and then we don't even know.
Some of the kids are not even graduating.
Right.
Some, they're not even worried about. One kid was told midway through junior year, you're not even going to graduate, but you can play basketball. We'll use you for basketball, but we're not going to help you get a diploma.
How long can they stay on this F1?
Yeah. Okay.
Can they stay more than a year?
It's a term. Yeah. You can stay. But so when they apply, the school has to issue a financial disclosure and Homeland Security, and they tell them how long it is. So if the kid's a junior, they'll say 2 years. If the kid's a sophomore, it'll be 3 years, whatever. But that is how long the visa is good for. But nobody checks to see if you transfer to a different program or a different school. Nobody that I can find checks that visa. Who's responsible to make sure that kid has a visa, or that kid who has a visa is doing what he said he was going to do?
Interesting. So we've only got about 30 seconds. So what you're talking about is UHSAA may be proposing an internal rule. I mean, this isn't something on the state, legislative level.
No. UHSAA
is statewide.
It's not a law. It's a rule.
Right,
yeah.
An internal rule policies as it relates to student athletes playing for our public schools.
They're trying to take the carrot away from recruiters. They're using our public school system as a carrot to lure student athletes here. They're trying to take the carrot away, and there will be pushback.
Interesting.
Yeah, it definitely is.
You know, it was something I hadn't even considered or even thought about. But when you talk about it,
you are
it makes
not
perfect
alone.
Sense. Yeah, right.
I talked to everybody like, what? What is? I mean, I got asked today, is this a problem? I'm like, apparently it is.
Apparently it is, or they wouldn't be addressing it. Hey, can you stick around for another
absolutely.
Segment? We want to talk to you about a new project you're working on.
Yes, happy to. Thank you.
We'll be back right after the break.